This winter, keep your home warm and help lower your energy bills with Warmflow, the home heating experts. With an eco-friendly range of high-efficiency oil boilers and Zeno R290 air and ground source heat pumps, Warmflow provides home heating solutions designed to save you money while keeping you cozy, whatever the weather. Trusted for over 50 years, Warmflow delivers heating that works smarter, not harder. For all your home heating needs, visit warmflow.co.uk.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Anyway, you don't need a storm to remind you that the traffic in Dublin is usually shocking. By one measure, it's the sixth slowest in the world for traffic. Could a ferry service help? John Kennedy is a councillor for Dunleary Rathdown, and he thinks so. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So, describe to us where it would run from and where it would run to.
Well, it's Dunleary Harbour, which used to have a ferry going to the UK that was discontinued 10 years ago. There's an open question as far as whether it would go to Dunport or closer to as much O'Connell Street as much as possible, so into the Samuel Beckett Bridge and so on. That's also an alternative option, but it's definitely a viable option to go from Dunleary Harbour into the city.
Right, okay. So we'll go from Dunleary Harbour into the city. And the people getting on that ferry, would they be getting off? And I assume it's just for passengers. You wouldn't be putting cars on it.
Just be for passengers. All seater passenger ferries. There are other cities around the world that have this already. You know, Stockholm has moved to that model in last year. Electric ferry, with a lot of the good state of the art ferry options that would be very suitable for the conditions in Dublin. Maybe it's more viable now than it was maybe previously.
Yeah. And how many people would fit on this ferry and how many people could it transport in the course of a day?
There are different types of models. I mean, a standard passenger ferry model could be 150, but could go to 250 as well. Like Vienna to Bratislava is 250 or so. So that's one model that could be replicated.
Yeah. So it's 150 to 250, kind of roughly.
Roughly, yeah.
How long would it take to cross Dublin Bay?
Well, that's the issue at the moment because, I mean, the biggest part of the journey from once you're on the sea from Dunleary to actually the South Bull Wall, that only takes about 5 or 6 minutes with a 30 to 35 knots. So that's quite a good potential. That's most of the journey that's going towards Ringsend, Poolbeg area. The issue is about regulations in terms of there are speed limit restrictions that go into Dublin Port from there. But there are modern vessels like a hydrofoil vessel that goes largely above the sea. So there's a good opportunity there for that. Like in Stockholm, they allowed the speed limit restrictions to be lifted largely for that. So that would actually save a lot of time. But I suppose 20 minutes is a kind of target time frame. And that's actually faster than Dar from Dunleary to Dublin City.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. So presumably there'd be more than one of them. There'd have to be a kind of a fleet of these ships running back.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're looking at a fleet of ships for Dublin. Dublin is a capital city, so it would be justified by that. I think most commuters are looking for a service every 20 minutes most of the day. That's the kind of expectation you see in the bus service. People are happy to wait more for 20 minutes, every 20 minutes frequency as regards every half an hour. That's the kind of range. So you're looking at, you know, three vessels in each direction per hour. But I think there's definitely scope, given that of the congestion and also the population growth that's forecast in the next 15 years is going to become far more severe. I don't think that really has that has been realised fully by Dubliners, so to the extent it's going to get worse.
Yeah. So, and would you see this kind of weaved into the transport system in general, that you can use your Leap card on it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's co-located with the Dart, so you've got a situation there where somebody could go to Dunleary Dart station has 1.5 million boardings a year. That's going to get worse, probably to 2 million boardings a year. So you're going to have competition with the Dart. So you could have a situation where a passenger could arrive at Dunleary, it's co-located at the same location as the ferry. They could choose which is actually going sooner and choose which service, and they could interchange with Leap card and so on. That's
right. There. Okay. So who would run it and who would own these ships?
Well, there's a question about the National Transport Authority and Dunleary County Council, Dublin City Council could obviously work all these points out. There are different variations possible. There's purely a private investment opportunity there. There's also probably a public-private partnership opportunity. It's probably more likely, I would say, to be public-private partnership, but the councils will be involved. The council owns a lot of public realm territory. It inherited the ferry terminal 10 years ago and, you know, the harbour infrastructure. So the car council, I'm a chairperson of the policy committee responsible for transportation. So this is where I'm coming from. The council has actually a lot of input here in terms of what it should do with the harbour. So that's where this perspective is coming from.
On a day like today, would it run?
That point was made by the council initially. I mean, there are older, clunkier type of ferries that would have an issue, but actually more modern hydrofoil ferries have very good opportunity. Dublin Bay has rough waves, as you say, but the hydrofoil largely lifts the boat over the sea, so that can still go at 30 to 35 knots from the distance. And actually the hydrofoil vessel, it makes it more viable in that context, a very viable option in this case.
Yeah. So who makes the decision on this?
Well, so I've raised a motion in the county council agenda. I suppose it's going to be there for a number of months because there's a backlog of motions. But I suppose at a very tentative preliminary point of view, I've raised this since November. I suppose councillors are gauging that. I suppose councillors will probably be expected to have some sort of endorsement given to this, and then the county council will probably proceed with that endorsement.
Okay, yeah. And what does proceed with the endorsement mean? Is it the county council who sets it up or puts this out to tender?
Yeah, it could be put out to tender. I think I would have wished if the councillor gave their backing the motion, then the council management would probably take that as import to go ahead in feasibility. I would see a key point is it's actually a prototype journey, pilot or prototype journey would be very interesting. I think that would be a very, obviously seeing is believing. So if you actually have, you have to bear in mind also in Belfast, they have a very interesting project there. Cork City is also looking at it. We're not the only Irish city looking at this. But I think really for this to be progressed, I would like to see a prototype or a pilot journey. It wouldn't be perfect. It wouldn't be the final product. But I think seeing is believing. I think people were to see the sort of ferry service, the modern ferry hydrofoil service that is actually visible in other cities and actually see what it would look like in Dublin Bay. I think that would actually convince a lot of people.
John, thanks very much for coming in to talk to us. Every little helps. I guess that was John Kennedy there, a councillor for Dunleary Rathdown.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.